This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let's take a look at the 11 free agents on offense. There are more than just 11 free agents, but 11 on offense. We can go to the defensive side as well.
Maybe
start on the offensive side. Arrowhead Pride actually had a write-up on this, and they went through a couple of these players. I think there's a few that are, to me, easy. Like, hey, man, appreciate your time here. It's time to move on. There's a few, though, I would be very, very interested. Like, let me start with the player that I, out of the entire group of 11, that both financially and just desire to have the player back that I would absolutely love. Because like Trey Smith, I think we would all love back. I just don't think that's realistic financially.
Sure.
I'm talking about you got to consider the financial end and just the desire to have the player back in the fit. I'm very interested in bringing Hollywood Brown back.
I'm
very interested. I think financially the price could be right. My only concern, much like Charles Omenihue, is there a team out there that is willing to give him a multi-year deal? And you're like, hey, but maybe the market's not as good because people feel good about the draft. And so can I get Hollywood Brown back on a one-year deal? Like, that's different than me saying, oh, I'll take Trey Smith back on a much less deal. Like, Trey Smith's not taking an $8 million discount.
Yeah.
Hollywood Brown's market might just not be great. And if that's the case, I'm definitely interested. Similar type of deal from a year ago. I felt like we saw a couple weeks when he was with the team and not injured from the preseason injury. You saw kind of why they were so excited about his role. I also know Rashee Rice has a good chance of missing part of next season. I know they're two different types of receivers, but still, it's another weapon I would like to have. And so Hollywood Brown's kind of at the top of the list of the offensive free agents that I would be interested in bringing back, because the rest of them,
I'm not
really interested in bringing anybody else back.
So I viewed this as, for the players that we know are going to cost a lot of money, Trey Smith, whatever his free agency contract's going to be, or Hollywood Brown. For the guys who, like, you know the going rate, the answer is just, do you want them back at what you believe to be the going rate? The other players, I asked myself the question that even if it was a one-year deal at market rate, am I interested? And there was a, I would say, surprising amount of no's. Hollywood, he lands in the, if it's a one-year deal, fine. Am I excited about it as you? No. I'm like, fine. He got played two games. He had like 40 yards a game. He in the postseason was fine. It wasn't like gangbusters or anything. My concern with him is the same as I had when they signed him initially, but now it's only heightened by another year, which is he's never recently. He was a 1,000-yard wide receiver a million years ago, and since then he hasn't been a player who can stay on the field for any length of time. This year being an egregious case because of a freak injury, but the previous years he wasn't staying healthy when he wasn't down with those things. So like, I still worry for the same reason. But for 1 year, 1 year DeAndre Hopkins, not interested.
Yeah, I'm kind
of 1 year of Kareem Hunt, not interested. 1 year of Justin Watson.
Special teams impact, it depends, right?
I mean, if you said 1 year, and let's say it's the same money, and you could either sign Justin Watson or Mecole Hardman, I'd probably take Mecole at this rate, wouldn't you? If it's just 1 year, Mecole has special teams impact too.
I would argue, though, Mecole Hardman's role is even more limited and what he can offer them than Justin Watson.
Justin Watson plays a few different spots. Yeah.
I actually think McColl brings less to the table.
If it was one for five for either, who you sign it?
Justin Watson. Yeah. Dude, Mecole Hardman might be a player that doesn't have any, he might be able to be brought back just as a training camp, like maybe practice squad guy. I'm saying, like, I don't know what his market's looking like. I think Justin Watson has a tad bit more.
He's 35 by now. I know he's not that, but yeah, it feels like he's been in the league forever.
He's not 35, but
he's probably 29.
I think when we're talking about value, we're still talking a very small value, but he special teams has value. And then I think offensively, Mecole Hardman, like the gadgety stuff, they got guys to do that. They don't like that. That role's gone. That was taken over by Worthy and other players.
Yeah, that does hurt him a little bit.
Juju Smith-Schuster,
by the way, Justin Watson.
Okay, Juju Smith-Schuster, kind of out. You know, credit to him.
Not even if it was a 1 year deal. Yeah,
credit to him for turning the 1 year where everybody already thought he was done into something. Right, he did help them out big time in that Saints game. It was best game of the season, best game in a couple years. And then like Jody Fortson's on the list. I think it's just
for
time.
1 year,
guys.
Man.
It's just time. They've tried, and it sucks for this guy. We've had some fun talking about him.
Poor Jody.
You went to my can't stay healthy. It sucks. Just your body failing, just failing you. Yeah, it's time to just, you know what? And he did. He went to Miami right after, I think, right?
He did.
It's just time to be done with that whole thing.
You want Wentz back?
Fine. They like the veteran backup. So sure.
Yeah. I think the most interesting two guys in this conversation, or three guys for us in this conversation, are the wide receivers, right? Watson, Juju Smith-Schuster. And how quickly you and I both said, I'm good on Kareem, while simultaneously admitting he was definitely the better of the two backs. My problem is I got to get more athletic there. I can't keep two, like one young running back who already feels like he's aging and one aging running back who's definitely doing that and roll that back, eating up snaps as a safety net. He'll be available just like he was this year. It's like I appreciate it, but even if it was one for $4 million, I'm not really interested.
Because of what he did for the Chiefs, I think some team will give him a deal. Like, you won't have to wait around till week one to get signed. I think somebody will give him a deal in the next month and a half or something like that.
To their younger guy, yeah.
I also, want them to draft an explosive running back, whether it's in the second or fourth round or something, just anything about the first round. And so to have that guy pair with Pacheco, I don't want to have Pacheco, Hunt, and a rookie running back. I would like the rookie running back with Pacheco plus some other individual. I think it was very evident, as good as Kareem Hunt was for them this year, he has no explosiveness anymore. He just doesn't. Now, his vision was great. It's why he was effective for them at times, but no explosiveness anymore. He just doesn't have this at his age now in the NFL. So, yeah, you and I are on the same page. What about DJ Humphries? Isn't this all contingent on plan A, B, and C failing?
I mean, I only want him back is if they don't have another left tackle, and I guess fine.
He's plan D.
But I got to be honest, I'd borderline move Jawan Taylor to left tackle before I signed.
That's what I was saying
Humphries
yesterday. I'm kind of with you that I still think it's bizarre how that was never an option for this team.
You just don't think?
I mean, I'm talking about 2 years ago, even like in season this year. Just that when he first signed, they just found their left tackle of the future. I remember having that conversation.
They said it. They said out loud, we're going to look at him at left tackle. And they got in the middle of a season where they had no idea what to do at left tackle. Wanye looked fine at right for a couple of games or a couple of snaps, and they thought, did they not even kick it around?
He never got a rep at left tackle. I'm going back.
This goes back to the Andy Heck comments that apparently he was very, very, very hesitant in season about this Joe Tooney plan.
But I'm not even discussing this year. I'm going back to the day he signed. We had him on the show. I think the day he was introduced as a Chief. We had Jawan Taylor. We asked him. I would have to go find the audio. We asked him. They talked to you. You're going to play left tackle. And he was like, I'll play wherever I want kind of thing. And then I don't think he got a single rep, not even in a practice at left tackle. They signed Donovan Smith later on that offseason, and he was their guy. And Donovan Smith gave him average play and they won a Super Bowl. But also I think that scenario even is like plan the fourth or fifth option down the road.
I like how many people in the text are still like, Jody Fortson back.
Yeah, man. I just,
1 year, come on.
What about Samaje Perine? Same kind of thing.
Nah, I'm fine. I'm trying to get younger at running back. I'm out
issue.
On running back. I'm flushing
so
the
out of
whole
all
system,
these,
and I'm starting from scratch.
So really for me, and it sounds like we're not far off, you're less on Hollywood than I am, but Hollywood Brown and then maybe Justin Watson. Other than that, I'm kind of good on the offensive free agents for the Chiefs.
It's a one-year deal.
Yeah, someone said they're done with Pacheco. He's under contract. He's not going anywhere. He may not be the guy, but he will be on the roster next year.
If it's a one-year deal in Hollywood for the right price, I'm in. But if you tell me the price has jumped significantly, I'm out. Mm-hmm. And if you tell me I have to add a second year, I'm out. So, like, he's very fringe for me. I definitely, like you said, if it's the identical deal he's offered this year and it's 1 for $10, but it's really like 5 and it can be more or less depending on whether or not he actually shows up, okay, I feel like we normally do this conversation, funny enough, the opposite way. It's like, who do we want to keep? I'm just saying, who do we want to get rid of? Well, and it's not to be mean, but it's just like, if even if it were a one-year deal, there are a number of their offensive free agents I'm not interested in.
Well, because so many of them that we met were in-season acquisitions. They were they were not the
plan. And Hopkins doesn't have it.
Going back to the first day at training camp, all right, DeAndre Hopkins wasn't part of the roster. Juju wasn't part of the roster. You know what I mean? Kareem Hunt wasn't part of the roster. DJ Humphries wasn't part of the roster. So that's also why it's easy to move on, because a lot of these guys were truly backup plans. And to their credit, he was a little later in the process. He wasn't midseason, though, right? Wasn't McColl in training camp?
Yeah. They added him last year or something. I don't remember.
Oh no, yeah, they made the trade with the Jets. And then they still had to sign him again in the offseason.
Yeah. So I just don't remember when he got added, but it's something that they brought him back.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And Samaje Perine was an offseason guy, but you know, same thing. It's again, market rate, the only guy
that June 6th is when they re-signed him.
If it's just straight market rate, I could still talk myself into Trey Smith. But I think that's only under the guise that if you're planning on walking away from Joe Tooney in a year. It only works as if you're not going to rework Joe Tooney's number to fix your cap problems now, and you're going to use Travis Kelce or Patrick Mahomes or some of these other players in order to do that. And your plan is to walk on Joe Tooney, who's kind of an aging player, from doing it. But I got to assume Joe Tooney's got 3 years left in his career of high-level left guard play, just based on the position he plays and the level of play he's continued to give. He didn't show any drop down this year. It makes it very hard to make that move.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.